Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Joko ya hao, ibobe be, tumisang seleke ke ousiwa kamo Rustenburg kamo ya ehlabelela elimnandi ihobo phambokwakhe sibusiswe ngulungi Shezi ethi uyakhonzeka uMika Stempli naye wasibusisa ethi the well isikhathi ke sithi 22 after 3 o'clock njengoba ngishilo ke ukuthi kulesi sigaba ke tlabe ke nale osikoketso malope osikoki dimele
Dumelang ba mamedi ba Radio Pulpit ka le dumedisa ka lebitso le le matla la morena Jesu Kriste wa Nazareta o buang ke koketso malope.
Ave o mohle.
Ke leboga asispa.
Ke mang na itsa di face beats. Paske bona di face beats.
I tried.
No, but ke nahana hore o entse a good job.
Wow, thank you. We bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yo, osko ke ra leboga hore o be le rona today. You know, ba re nako ke nthwengwe e very important. So someone ha o fana go ya hao, it means hore you know o important go yena.
Yes.
So re leboga thata ukuthi weke nje imsebenzi yakho bese uthi uza kwa Radio Pulpit and share your story.
Yes.
Ubhale incwadi and incwadi uyibhalile ubuwa ka story sa gago.
Yes.
Ka ntwele ngore e etsa getse as a fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, o ka ba dumedisa go gae?
Ke le dumedisa go gae ba gamalope ba go Hammanskraal na ke tswa originally from Hammanskraal Pretoria north of Pretoria.
Yeah.
So ke le dumedisa ka ofela ka le dumedisa ba botlhe ba mametseng.
Amen.
Amen.
Go themba.
Go themba.
Ke tswa na mo ofela. Yeah. So ha re bua ka koketso ke mang koketso.
Okay. Koketso, I'm born ke first child wa Magdalene Malope. Le Moses Ntate, my biological father. Ke latela ke my younger sister Dimakatso Malope and my brother David Malope. So we are only three at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm a mother of four lovely kids, and I'm also a professional nurse by qualification, and I'm also ordained pastor. So
oh, ke bua le muruti mo muruti / offer. Yeah, okay.
Yes,
yeah, ke pastor Malope.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so likhona ibandla lo pastorayo.
At the moment, I'm doing evangelism,
okay.
Where now I've been, you know, networking. Kopanali, there's a hospice vision,
mm-hmm.
there in Steve Biko and Tswane, where we deal with hospital ministry. So we see patients, we pray with them, we give them counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in the church now, I'm not really like serving as a, like working as a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes like I host Bo Women's Conference. Whenever God leads me, you know, I do what the Holy Spirit says. But
mm-hmm.
literally, everywhere I go, I just speak about the Lord. I just, talk about salvation, talk about the word and prayer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, go goleng ha hao, o gotse yang. So ungwanyana mo hara bashimane
ke mosetsana it's two girls
one
and one boy.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
And an age gap mo hara lona.
Okay, my younger sister difference rona ke 4 years.
Okay.
And then the other one ke mofitsa ka 10 years.
Oh,
the last one.
Last born.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So le gola yang.
Okay. How we grew up ke gotse le ko Themba. Originally, then with my sister, when my sister was born, by then, only little separation between my mother and my biological father,
mm-hmm.
whereby now my mom, you know, got saw a new man and they got married, and then she bought a house and they went to stay ku Hammanskraal. Then that's when they stayed my younger sister and my brother. So now I preferred literally to stay with my grandmother. Mm-hmm. So it was my two great grandmother and mm-hmm. grandmother.
Yeah.
So ke hotse le bona ba le two. Ke hotse ile mo is a location. Themba is a location.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I grew up and I grew up under their wings. Ke bona ba ntlokometseng from primary school until high school where finally I decided gore no now byanong ke nako byanong I want to stay with my mom. I want to get used to some certain things because I used to go to her during like alternative weekends. Yeah, sometimes I stay there during school holidays. Yeah, so how I grew up, you know, in a township, it was for me it was a nice place, I would say, because I explored as a child. I saw, you know, life ya ko township, you know, ko kasi gore phela joang, you know, ke tsene sekolo ko re fitlhile primary school, so mostly re was so thora kopana, you know, ra dlala bana after school this and that, you know, and growing up part of it I realized, you know, gore, you know what, there's certainly other things selong hore when you grow up you discover about, you know, the family, yourself, meaning hore like spiritually, you know, culturally, you know, those customs where you find yourself, who you are. So I grew up literally getting myself hore ke nna mang, you know, ditsama pyang tsa Setswana, and you know, as a Sotho girl, what is it that I want, you know, and association, you know, my mother will always be there and encourage her, hey, I want to see your friend. She was so strict.
Yeah,
but yes.
They were very strict.
Yo.
After six.
Yes, yes, yes. That's very true. She already tried to say to me, I want to see your friend. Because Kolongo primary. Kira mama. Why? What do wena chomi yaka? Wena wang qualify lor, which one should be my friend?
Yeah.
And it's very important.
Yes.
So she was there advising, you know, guidance.
I don't know, hore, kin nitibu kanangang, but... You know how check out social media.
Yeah.
You know social media most of the time we expose di lo tsereneng re sa ditse.
Yeah.
But hey, but ba bua ka ha Hammanskraal man. Most of the time ba bua di lo tse negative. O tla ba re o tla ha go kae?
Yeah.
O tla ha go Hammanskraal. So hangata ba associate le di lo tse seng right man. So wena as a young girl. Yeah, eso bolela hore no na le di parent tse di very strict. No go sna mo eleng hore maybe wa tswanyana motseleng. Wetsa dilo tsa bo teenager, you know.
Yeah.
How can I mistake yourself?
Well, yo, not really, because an exa tlhaloganyo hore go jola ke eng, but later on when I was in high school, when I was doing my grade 10, that's when I started dating, but not really dating. Ke ntlha gore this is you know,
yeah,
re thusana ka di homework there and there.
Yeah,
so
peer pressure.
Yeah, peer pressure was never part of me.
Okay,
it was never part of me. I was this child where, like, after school, I had a friend. She was very, like, after school, ne re dula ka motlaseng, re ra di homework, re thusana, you know, and we would leave literally after an hour. School was just tswile, ke rena ba bofelo ba o tswa ba ale.
So as a young girl, as o boletse gore papa le mama sa le ba separate, sa le gwa go affect yang?
Hong affectile ka tsela ya gore ne ke rata gore nka ipona ke na le my biological father and my mother together, but ne go sa khona hale, and mama ntlhalosetsa their differences, and then my biological father le yena a na le hotla sometime when he's willing to come, let's say like maybe like once in 6 months, you know, twice a year or so. So Nali and I, we didn't have that close relationship. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, ra leboga hore re metse pastor Koketso Malope sengizokubiza pastor manje ngoba sengiyazi. Okay, ere re fete ka mone and then haribuwa re tokena mo booking e o ikwetseng.
Okay.
Parental alienation.
Mhm.
Lapho o khuluma ngodaba lwakho khona.
Okay.
Okay, ere fete ka mo and then rabo.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma ku-radiopulpit.co.za.
Bapatsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit mme o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 ebile e na le bareetsi ba feta 400,000. Ga jaana re na le di-package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871. Khona le melawana.
O ngenile go AM 657 siyabonga. Njoba ke ngishilo ukuthi ngino Pastor Koketso Malope ya uphinde futhi abe ngombhali walencwadi esizokhuluma ngayo today. Kizamile ne ko intro yaka go tlhalosetsa batho gore what is parental alienation. But ne nka rata gore ebe wena o maybe o tlhalosang gore everyone a understand gore re bua ka eng. What is parental alienation?
Parental alienation ke ge e le hwetsagala gore motsadi wa ngwana a denaiwe a right or access go ngwaneng wa gagwe.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, because na itse he kere ke a lebella and then leka understanding yaka. A ke itse gore ke ba latlhile na earlier on. He kere is when parent e nngwe o kry-e gore e etsa gore ngwana a sa utlwana le the other parent. E kana mme or e ne ntate. O kry-e gore maybe wena o le mme ha o na le ngwana gao o bua so bad ka papa hai and then o kry gore go bofelong ba letsatsi ngwana o hasarata papa hai because a utlwela mama hai or papa a bue ka mama. So horror explanation ya ga it was wrong.
Yeah, it's basically refusing the right of a parent to the child.
Okay.
Like access go bona ngwana go ba le ngwana wa gagwe wa melegeng.
Okay, ngiya xolisa bazalwane. Umnikazi wendaba ufikile ke uyena ozoyichaza kabanzi or maybe nakinkile ka content engwe ne. All right. Okay, it's when ba gona le someone or parent a go ganetsang gore o be le relationship le your child.
Yes.
Or access
like go bona ngwana wa hao.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So ke ntweleng gore we experience it mo bophelong.
Ke experience tsa mo pelong, yes.
Yeah. Take us through what happened.
Okay. In the book ya parental alienation, actually ke statile ko mathomo gore go tlile jwang gore na le ntate, my ex-husband, re kopane jwang, re na le bana together by 4, re stimulotse yang gore re be le bana, the marriage, you know, the divorce, and then le parental alienation gore e simulotse jwang. So how it started, e simulotse on my book I elaborated, e simulotse last year, yeah, the year before last, ka December, when the kids went for school holidays. Haba ya go yena for school holidays.
Okay.
That's when
so ne separatile o
ne separate. Yeah, ne separatile.
Yeah.
So then we separated for like 4 years before go iragala parental alienation. But during that time we had a good relationship of the kids relating to the kids, not me and him, relating to the kids. Ela ya gore o nka bana wa babusa. Yes, okay, communication bana, yes, it was going well in that way.
Okay. Maybe har ka boela ko morao hanyane, maybe o re botse ka your relationship le papa ngwana like le kopane ko kae la bela feleletsa lenyetse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, ke kopane le my ex-husband ko high school when I was doing my final year when I was doing grade 11, he was doing grade 12.
Mm-hmm.
By then already ne se a le gaofilo no qualify go ya university, so a fetsa matric ya ga ya university and nakaira matric antlogela mo, so nelo jola jolanyana hola. And then ho tlhola go ba le that relationship, you know. And then we later reconnected when I was in the university doing my third year. That's when he came back qualified from where he was studying.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when we actually took our relationship to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I've elaborated most of the things on the book.
In the book.
Yes.
Okay, so Linyetse for how many years?
I will say 8 years. Mm. That's when we sort of divorced.
Okay.
Yes.
So le tomi le ka separate. And then latlo divorce.
Yes. Okay. We separated and then we divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So bana ba ifo.
Yes.
So hale divorce akere gona le di hore bana ba tla sala le mang and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened ka nako ya divorce?
What happened, we went the route ya the legal way where we went to court. It was discussed with the family advocate where legally they discussed, they had the kids babaetsa interview, social worker was there, you know, and they collected their data, ba collected information about hore bana ba joang ba tswaru ba bayang and where do I stay and where the father, what does the father stay, and ba bona hore who is the compatible parent wa ka dulang le bana as a permanent parent, or should I say resident le hore bana ba tlo dula ko teng. And then where, you know, it was finalized hore me as a biological parent, as a mom, ke tlo dula le bona, and then ra discussa hore how will the father be able to see the kids. So ra dumelana ka molao legally, so where I was granted a custody ya hore ke tlo dula le bana, and then that tlo bona bana every alternative week, and ka di school holidays wa banka, ka di recess during their birthdays wa banka, you know, December time wa batsea. So that's the legal document that I got from court when we separated before the divorce. Mm-hmm. During that time,
If I may ask, I know hore maybe ke something is very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
King e leading hore le divorce.
Yeah, that is a very big question, because there's a whole lot of expansion on that.
Yeah.
I can say a whole lot of things, but one of them is infidelity. So most of the things that are there in the book, I believe, hore like how I'm interested, they will read the book more and they will learn to understand some of the things. But the major one, edirleng hore re separate, ke go infidelity, you know, ke ge motho a cheata, you know, outside the marriage, and le sa khone resolve the matter of cheating, you know. And finally in na hore ba no, when we sit down, you know, and you decide, a husband decide with, you know, I'm comfortable with what I'm doing, we can separate, we can part ways. That's what happened.
And bana saliva affected her young. Yo, ke boys, girls?
We're blessed with 3 boys and 1 girl.
Wow. Okay, and then bana saliva batswara yang tabaya separation.
Yo, my kids go skolong na basa kopi, because na ba faila every kore, like from the time when I moved out of our matrimonial home, which is in Centurion, bana na ba faila ba faiti like kore ba komorao ka di 2 grades, all of them.
Mm.
Yeah. So iba, mentally
yeah.
No bona hore bana le nthwele ya go shota hore ke batla nna le mama ke batla nna le papa. Why is this thing happening? And whenever, you know, they've got their own issues inside, but they can't, you know, because na senza ne le bana, they couldn't, you know, speak out more. But I could see hore they, but one thing that I liked about them ke hore they would see both parents, mom and dad.
Yeah.
Mom and dad different times.
Ke advice feng o ka ifang people ba leng hore ha re bua so maybe ba mo processing or ke something se ba se discussing hore you know ai o ka re taba rona ha ibreak and then go na le bana and then be go fitla mo leng hore banka decision ya hore ba divorce.
The advice that I can take go leng hore I can give ke hore it's very important to know molao gore o bereka byang because gona letseleng gore ra ditse tsa molao but nna ke fandile auto through my experience le bana gore gona le di tactic delays tseleng gore they can play go court or you know and adi follow the legal documents tse ba bolelang ka tsona their acts there I don't know because I'm not a lawyer but molao ka mkhotshong ka teng how tsa mai ka tshebetso ya ona so it's very important to ho itse hore gona le like na in my own experience I will say what really I noticed from this thing of the tactics e ke bolelang ka yona specifically ke gore I was getting gona le this thing ya gore round table you know so first time when we try to settle the matter ya gore how can we see the children you know both me and the father so gona le this thing ya gore no round table so round table first time ga ifa chance gore no we'll sit around the table with both lawyers and discuss but it never happened he tsentse ra gale you know it was no go se monate because I was it never happened and then ya ira hala hape later on when I went to high court where I really thought gore high court ke yona e tlong thusang you know and I trusted you know the people but like the lawyers you know the lawyer family advocate you know yeah so I trusted so much hore batlo khona go nthusa but little did I know hore that tactic ya hore round the table ke yona e leng hore e khonne go ira gore ntate bana a ne le matla a gore a tsie bana because now if because when you say the round table it means gore matter o discussiwa outside the court meaning gore re tswalla file go court and then inna gore go abuledisaniwa outside court then we go back to court gore okay we agreed ka nako e so gore re tlo bona bana so le so le so so that never happened.
Okay, a re nke break hanyane and then ha re bua re tlo understand ya nang gore ke mang o ileng gore nasna access go baneng and what happened gore o mong a sabale access go baneng. Okay, a se thatsela o MC ya othe akamlahle o methembayo.
Get your daily bread but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Asenze kanje ke bazalwane uma mhlambe unombuzo or une comment sixoxa lana no Pastor Koketso Malope mhlambe nawe kuna la ungathanda ukuthi usizakale khona ikakhulukazi uma kuza kuyona le ndaba abhale lencwadi ngayo ukuthi ke uthole ungabi ne access ebantwaneni bakho mhlambe mesiqeda la ukukhuluma uzoba naso isombululo ukuthi ungayilwisa kanjani leyo ndaba njengoba ngishilo ukuthi indaba e very sensitive ngoba abaningi abazali ukuthi babhekane nalesi simo.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DStv 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Oh, kunjalo impela akamlahli omethembayo, and I believe ukuthi naku testimony as ayisherayo lam o Pastor Koketso Malope umbonile uNkulunkulu wabona nobukhulu bukaNkulunkulu ukuthi ngempela akamlahli omethembayo. 1549 une comment unombuzo siloko siqhubeka sixoxa lana no Sisikoki, ungangena ku 0123341322, unga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729, ungathumela i voice note noma uthumele i text ku SMS thumela ku 37871. Okay, are gene ge motabeng ya kemang between lona o ile mhore na sa tlhole ana le access ya bana
ke na ke ne ke tlhole ke na le access ya bana. So it lasted for like 12 months, which is last year.
A year.
Hmm.
E lo re go tlile yang gore bana ba feletse bana le ntate, o kreile full custody or what happened?
Much of it ke explain le ko booking, but it happened from the time when ka December when they went to him for school holidays. So during that time, you know, gona le issue ya maintenance increment.
Okay.
Yeah, so ka January, that's when he started horno bana, like I had difficulties, and then I find out later hore okay, a full custodian parent. So literally he went to court alone with the kids. He was granted a full custody. So I went to court and I asked Hore, how possible is that? Because I have the legal document from High Court, the initial one. So Elimufilenyona from Temba, that's where he got his. So I asked Hore, how does it work? Because I don't have a copy. I never came to court. I was never informed. And lastly, Hore, I need access to see my children. If yena abatlo tshwara bana moghoena, are ke custody with tshwere moyena. It the same should apply to me as a mother.
Yes.
Ka mkhone ke motreater hore a tse bana every alternative week le ka di holidays. The same must happen to me. So I was expecting that kind of letter from Temba magistrate, but I was never given any letter. I was never given anything ya bontsha hore nka bona bana byang.
So vela go possible hore parent engwe e ka ya go court and then ba mofa full custody ya ngwana, and then the other parent asking like to negotiate.
No, it is not possible. By the law, it is not allowed, because both parents have to sit in the court and discuss the family advocate, where they do the social work, where they do their investigations and they check hore which parent is most compatible. But in most cases, like now, like from my professional side, I know I've been exposed to psychiatric, because mostly I used to see psychiatric patients, so I know a little bit about the touch of that hore.
Yeah.
A parent o elong hore o mentally disturbed is a parent o elong hore can't stay with the kids. So o ba bona nako eo, but still yena wa ba bona bana o na le right a gore a ba bone, because ke ba gagwe. So a parent, whether you are alcoholic or you whatever, you know, elong hore yeah ha mo maemong antseng handle, the fact that the child comes from your womb, or you are the one who the seed comes from as a father, there's no way that you can be denied, you know, access to your children. So that one ya hore custody is from court without another parent being there, it is illegal, very very much illegal.
So now how we contest this thing, what was the explanation ya gore ntate o kreile full custody ya bana yang wena o steng?
Yo, we went through trials and trials and trials, going up and down, where I finally got so distressed, and I literally got a group from TikTok where I thought, oh, you know what, here I can't take it anymore. That was then by like 9 months, almost 9 months, ke sa baboni. So that's when I spoke about my situation on TikTok, and then I got support from women, you know, from people all over. And from then, that's when I was able to have a lawyer advocate. We know how to sell anga kato, how to investigate, adiring. So to a point, we know how now Liena kwapala kubo filo.
So bana bana luena now.
Bana kabana lina hakis akiso totally access as of now.
Oh, so ki. Taba elea visitation
is
okay. Batla batlo go bona
ga batle batlo mbona. The last time they saw me, that's December ka New Year Eve re le go khoto go High Court re ne go shake taba ya gore ke bone bana access. So I had an advocate by my side and that thing nana le lawyer ya gagwe. So e be ile gore matter wa withdraw from court, but I've explained a lot of things in the book.
In the book, yes.
So yeah, pala ko bufelo, but ke ba bone fela ga hwane ka January where I was given the opportunity gore ke ba bone Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That was a matter that was agreed between the both lawyers from my side and the father's side, and also Liena Adumetsi. And it was a legal document that was sent through to my email as well as on my WhatsApp. So based on that, ke nile le assurance ya gore okay, I'm happy gore ke tlo ba bona Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So bana, to my surprise, they only came Friday. Papa bona a tla ba tsiya same Friday. Since then, ka January, it was I think 2 days before the kolo di bula ka January. So from then, I never saw them. I only saw them for like 4 hours.
Sure. But how old?
The first one, Lesego, is 18 years, and then the twins, they are 14 years.
Oh, Honali twins.
Yes.
Okay.
Boys, they are 14 years twins, Ati and Achi. And then Tumelo, Honali, 12 years.
Last born, Honali, 12 years.
Yes.
Sure. So, the time, Batla Batla Hobona, Nabali Young fell.
They were so overwhelmed, but happy, and they had questions to ask, and we had opportunity gore re dule fatshe re try go venta out, you know, during that time re sa khone bonana ke ba tlhalosetsa gore, you know what guys, I still love you, ke le rata le nna tse dintse I can't explain further, you know. So we got opportunity gore re bue na le bona, and you know, we are now settling, you know, we are now understanding each other. But there was so much disturbance because they kept on telling me, Daddy Are, hey, we are going today, 1, 2, 3, you know, material things and all that. And I'm like, guys, you're supposed to leave here on Sunday. They said, no, it's Friday. And I thought they were joking because they had their phones and they didn't bring clothes with them during that time. So I said, you know, you can't keep on checking your phones. Let's put the phones away. So those kids were very worried. To a point, I guess, no can get the phone with Zela, or give Elena Golevona hand. Papa was a hella in 4 hours' time. Ashilo Abanga go gating. Monica Matwaka, even my mother witnessed the scenario at a Malibona.
So, yeah, ne? So this whole thing when I isale, it affected young.
Ebotlhoko thata because remember that bana ba ke bathotse ke le molenyalong. The first child, well, ne ke seng ke renyalane, the first child. I was doing my final year go university. So my mind was already channeled to gore I'm now going to build my family, you know, my plan is this and that, you know, I've got a husband, you know, now re hodisa bana, you know, we're planning greater things for the future, this and that. So me falling pregnant, you know, I had trust gore motho o ke motho eleng gore ke motho o eleng gore nka rata gore e be ntate wa bana baka, and bana baka batla go disa ke yena le nna, and under the same roof, you know. So it affected me very bad because I didn't just fall pregnant in jail out of the blue, you know. I had to decide gore I want to be pregnant or not. So with the trust that I had through the relationship and the former marriage, I just gave in, you know, we are raising a family.
Yeah.
So that has disturbed me a lot, because my kids and I, you know, we grew up so close that they know about God, they know about church, you know, they know about fellowship. We used to pray together. We are so close, like close friends, you know. Yeah, they next accept the word of God and Mudimu. So during that time, you know, after them being separated from me, I felt like part of me is taken away because I would always pray for them. Oh Lord, thank you so much for blessing my womb, the fruits of my womb. You know, the book of Psalms says that God has blessed the fruit of our wombs. The fruit of our womb is a reward. So whenever I look at my child, I will say, my kids, I will say, the fruit of my womb, the reward, you know, my reward, you know. I always expect to see the best, you know. And you know, as a parent, you go through different trials and, you know, challenges, you know, bana ha batswane, you know, le bona self ha batswane, they are different, you know, ba ratelo tse di different, bana di challenges tse di different, ya go skolong, o bile tswa selise o mongwa lwala, sineneng o tlola mereko, o ya kwa wa thenda ngwana lwala ang sineneng, hey, ke di meeting o ya ka mo le ka mo. So I used to attend all these meetings alone, you know, and he ngwana lwala, I would just be there for the child, you know, be off work, you know. So I would literally give my all, you know, my total commitment as a parent to my kids. So I felt like the love that lerato la ka le leng hore like le mo bane, like that thing, man, ibile contemplated a ke tsi kere ke bie bang, but ke fitse gore this barking wa bona, when the Bible says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, I felt hore it's a flood in between relationship between me and my children. And as well, I was like, God, I trust you so much, you know. You gave me, remember that I had three boys, and then with a girl I never play. Okay, after three boys, my situation is, after three boys, that's when ke bone bogolo ba Modimo. You know, I love this part. That's why her name is called Tumelo. I prayed, I said, Lord, I saw this testimony, you know. I said, Lord, if possible, bless me with a girl, you know. And then it happened after a year. I prayed that prayer, you know, and it happened. Hore, ngwana a tle a be conceived. Papa ga ya sa tshepile na hore ke mosetsana, but it happened hore ke mosetsana, at least a le thabo, you know, the excitement of having a daughter amongst boys, you know. So that thing on its own, you know, nje, I was like, God, yo, unkutlisa botlhoko, because I said to you, give me a daughter. You gave me twins, you gave me a boy, I'm blessed, you know. Now you gave me a daughter, now you take everything away from me. So that it chikintse a relationship ya ka le Modimo, but I'm grateful that khaya chikine ha to an extent that hore ke felletse ke tswa go kerekeng or ke re ha ke sa batla go rapela. Yes, there were moments where I was depressed, you know, I was stressed, I was like, no, today I don't want to pray, you know, I can't pray, you know, I can't even bow on my knees, you know, I would literally sleep. The only thing that I would say, I would just say thank you God or amen, you know, and just get over it.
Ithingi kunikeze only 5 minutes uma ke unombuzo noma ke uthanda ukukhuluma la noSesigoketso Malope, njengoba ke echaza ukuthi yamlimaza kanjani lento. And yo hoyithi hangata ke bomme ba ileng hore, you know, ukre hore ba berekisa bana ka yona taba ya hore ba saba le ngwana, I mean tate a sala le access ko baneng ba gae. So I don't know, like kiring Highland tate ya nong o ileng hore o gana mme a be le access ko ngwaneng, and I ne ke sa itse gore that thing ya etsagala. Okay, gune voice note lana ithike silalele asizwe ukuthi uthini la ukhali mambo. Nawe ke umuthanda kungena zivuliwe incingo, njoba ngisho ngizokunikeza only 5 minutes uma ke uthanda ukukhuluma la noSisigogetso 0123341322 noma ke ungathumela i voice note ku 0826572729.
Asibingelela, asibingelela inkosazana, asibingelela kubalaleli bonke be-Radio Pulpit umsakade wethu indzaba lethi thokothisako.
Hayi manje ke
sibingelela naye umfundisi unaye lapho upastor. Omunye ubaba waphuma la eSouth Africa, bangisanga le wamalume ngale eSwatini wafike wathatha inkosazana lo muhle khona le wabuya naye bathenga indlu le inkosazana yale lo makoti wayenomntwana wafike wambhalisa la ukuthi umntwana akho ambitha ngesibongo sakhe eHumafeze wathola isitifiketi sokutalwa lo mntwana hawo wabe soyakhula umntwana bahlala babe wabe soyibona lo munye make wangale kuba umake lwaseSwatini wahamba ohlala ngale lubuwa homwe wabe sekakhuluma nesipedi sangale isisuthu salibo bantswarela baphenduri ngisekengabe salibiswa labaphendi ngithe isisuthu salibo wabe sesikhuluma umake kodwa waseSwatini
okay
manje ke ubabe sewabona lo munye make ubabe lokaya kuloya make loya indzaba yakho naye ekhodo make wayiwina icala waluwina manje ke uma ke wahlala ekhaya ubaba washo waphuma ngaphandle waphuma ngebhantu waphuma waphela emzini wakhe ubaba wayangale kuleya nkosikazi wakhe lo musha manje ke lendzaba le iningi kakhulu isitha sakakhulu semakhaya isitha sebantwana isitha sabomake kana mambo kosaza
kali mambo yeah okay asiye la gwenye i voice note asizwe ukuthi uthini la umama
Sawubona sisikahle.
Sawubona ma.
Nosisi lapho asini. Amanzi crime. Hey, umama Nkosi lana, ngiyayizwa indaba yakhe Nkosi yami kubuhlungu. Kukana nabantwana bakho.
Yeah.
More especially bese bayi family. Ukuhlukana nje kuNkulunkulu kube. Yazi masebashadile abantu kumele babe munye. UChrist enibabe munye bathandana kungisihle ukuhlunga enhlizweni yami ngale ndlela ichaza ngakhona sengathi uNkulunkulu angamqinisa amqinise ngegama likaJesu akulula ukubana nabantwana bakho akulula umama kodwa konke kwaziwa uNkulunkulu thembekile yena ngeke asamlahle
kunjalo impela ma uNkulunkulu uthembekile ngeke amlahle and uyayibona nenhliziyo zethu silo sahawo wasebona Pastor Koki
Ralebogo
so njengoba usho uthi uye wathola umuntu ozokusiza so ihwetsagalang no ka yona case
okay the case was withdrawn from court because ntate wa bana o rile go re discuss the matter outside court go round table so round table khazanya etsagala ene o dumetse fela gore batle ka January before dikolo di bula go etsa hetse fela for Friday so Saturday Sunday tsentse ba spend le nna ha ba dula le nna so since abatse re nako yona ego ga ke ba bone ga ke na access le bona a gona and during that time gone gona le case ya gore o mpuletse protection order protection order ya gore ke skatla gaofi le yena ke skatla kwa dulang ko teng le gore ha ke safe mo baneng so I ga ke tsebe gore molao go le biao like how does it work to say gore ba fe motho protection order you know like literally it says to me hore don't come nna ke skatla go go yena ke skatla ke sabane ke satse ya bana o tshore custody e leng hore a ke na le copy ya yona and then ona le protection order ha ke khone hore nka ya le go bana ba leng koteng so it's like there's a boundary a very serious wall between nna le yena le bana
So the reason tsa ha ineeling ha ne a kwala that protection order.
Reasons tsa hawe o simollotse are one of the things was nare I'm mentally disturbed.
Sure.
So nka se khone o tlokomela bana. And the other thing was urile ke go okay after that go khoto ba re no during the time okay hence we bala buka you'll get to understand where the part that I'm talking about there's a part where he agreed before December where I got Tshwenyo where I got help from the social media this thing around table go na ba leng gore irile he re discuss outside they are no you can only see the children go parking
Okay, but we tswara hanyane a renke omongmo. Sa bona dumelo semoyeni.
Bahlukumela mntanami njani?
Siyaphila mama wena njani?
Siphilile ngomsaka nkosi.
Mm.
Ke ro mama story sa house bohloko wena ngwaneso.
Mm.
Ma re tshepa modimo o hodisetsa bana ba hao modimo a ke ba otloela. Bana ba o ka nako mo tla ga o sheba dilemo tse le reng gawane le bana ba hao. O tla bona boholo ba modimo bana ba o bantse ba tlo gutla bana ba o bantse ba tlo dula le wena modimo tlo lwanela modimo wa rona ha re lwanela ka sala ke maketse ke be re ipotsa gore na ebe ke ne sebetse ya modimo yo na bona ke a dumela ha go tsebisa bana ba hao ba ntse ba tlo gutla tse ntse re di buang ka le experience ya tsona ngwaneso bana ba o ba tla ba wena o tla bo ba shebile ka mahlwa le rato ke a leboga ngwaneso modimo wa o etse hantle modimo wa o fodise wena o ikhutsetse ngwana no tsa maye ka Exodus 14:14 ha modimo ana go bana ba Israele ba e gepe ka ba o le ba bonang ga le sa hlola le ba bona o tla tsholo wena ka tsatsi le leng ke a leboga ba tle ke a o rata ngwanaka
amen mama that's beautiful yeah ish yeah ibhlungu indaba yakho Pastor Gogi and hey uyabona nanoma kuthiwa mhlawumbe umuntu awumfuni kangakanani but akusinto ngamfisela yona ukuthi ahlukane nezingane zakhe so far khona le help o igreyang or do you still need help mhlambe kunomuntu olalele khona manje ongathanda ukuthi akusize and then ukwazi kuba ne access abantwaneni bakho
okay from then I will say on the book I described on the last chapter
yeah
hore the final conclusion hore ke thuso ya ka like what's happening like now in my life le hore modimo o ditse byang ka o arabile byang situation ya ka so I would say hore there's like now I feel blessed hore modimo o blessed with the opportunity of employment so now where I most of the time my mind is busy I'm always busy at work so yeah so mentally I would say that yes I do miss them but I did explain in the book ukuthi like there and there ukuthi how am I coping and what is the final conclusion and the way of going forward from not being seeing the children
okay arutlele engwe voice note mo
sanbona ne studio sisibahle noma mfundisi lapho ngiyanibingelele igameni lika Jesu ngikhuluma nomama Ntombi Mabunza eSprings kwaThema hey mama ngiyaluza udaba lakho libhlungu kakhulu but engithanda ukuqinisa ngakho ukuthi iqine enkosini nasemandleni ayamakhulu uNkulunkulu ukhona awusiwedwa uNkulunkulu uthi impact akuyona yethu kodwa ingeyakhe so wena ongazilweli nikela konke kuNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu uzoyile ngeyakhe indlela ngesakhe isikhathi ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu akubusise mama uqine uchubeke nokukhonziva ngihle ungamlahli uNkulunkulu
amen mama siyabonga
amen sawubona dumela
ukubusise mama uqine uchubeke nokukhonziva ngihle Mama
siyaphila ma wena njani?
Ngikhona.
Sikhuluma nobani?
Ukhuluma no A.
Okay mama. Uthanda ukukhuluma nomfundisi la?
Yes, ngikhona ukukhuluma naye.
Ngizwa ngathi ku background. Okay.
Oh sorry, let me move away from the radio.
Yes, ngoba ngizwa umama bengikhuluma naye before uzongena. All right, ungaqhubeka ma?
Yeah, mama khona no A. I happen to know Kuketo and the kids and I'm so grateful that yes uNkulunkulu has got a way of answering imithandazo yethu. The book and this opportunity actually affords uKuketo ukuthi I express how this pain has affected her. The most painful thing that I've seen and I've experienced, I couldn't imagine I was just going to end in a Lebanon back. I could see the pain in her eyes. She would be happy for my kids, but I could imagine not seeing yours for a year. But I told her, Nani, like the last previous voice note, that those kids, wherever they are, she must trust that God will take care of them. I know ufuna ukuthi ababone every day, but uNkulunkulu will fight for her in a way that she will not even imagine. She can go to the courts, to the lawyers and everything. It's like yonke into iqinisile, like it's like there's this, there is this thing that's holding things so tight for her not to be able to access abantwana back. Mm-hmm. But in it, where God's hand is,
yes,
God can untie everything. God, we may have the plans, but God will make sure we see everything happens as it should. Mm-hmm. So was carrying those kids in her womb. There's no way that God, if God didn't bless her womb, mm-hmm, she was not going to have those kids, mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah.
So for now, as much as it is painful, Ugogeto, I want her, as my friend, to focus on her career so that when she comes back and her kids find her, they find a sound mom, because somebody told the kids that your mom is crazy, your mom is this and that. But when the kids, they come back, they will find that uNkulunkulu umphakamise ngalendlela that even her kids will say, yeah, this is our mom. The kids will get to know this. There's a footprint in the social media. There's a footprint even today on the radio. Those kids will know that our mother never stopped. Our mother even wrote a book. I'm so happy for Ugogeto because she's a quiet person, but this story made her to open up. Look at her. Today she's an author. Today she's a pastor. And you too. The day, only God knows. Amen. That day will come and we shall rejoice.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Amen. Sure. All right. Bye, friend.
Bye, my friend.
Yo, I'm glad to go to Kukona Bantu, abak surroundile, and then abantu go kuthi babonisa I support kanye nothando. So in closing, ungathini ku wonke umuntu olalela?
In closing, I would say be vigilant as a parent, ukuthi like when you separate with the father of the child or the mother of the child, be very vigilant with the law and how it plays its role regarding the thing of seeing the children, you know, the access to the children, because there's a lot of things that are happening around in court, you know. There's a lot of things that affect us as parents, which are not followed right, you know, which are not given legally as the law says and states, you know. So I feel good to, before you make any decision, you know, do an inquiry first. Don't just agree to anything, and rather stick to, like, you can rather maybe get close to research with any person Olonghore has done maybe that separation, the advantages and the disadvantages of separating from the mother or the father of the child, and how does it happen, and then what can I do in that regard if Olonghore I find myself in that situation, how will I take it? And also knowing that it's not only the law, you also need to be around support system. Support is very, very important. It's not only from church. You also need people that that love you, that surrounds you, that will give you that moral support. People who will show you love, people who will, you know, that when hona lebona o tlo gore, you know what, I'm gaining my strength, you know. And also they will give you, you know, that sense of belonging, you know, because holy one udutse go khoneng wa itswalela, you isolate yourself, you don't want to talk to anyone. That on its own, it's like, you know, it's like you're going down the grave without being aware. So it's very important to take care of yourself as a parent. Know that you also are important. So look in other things. Maybe, like, personally, I experienced other things that I didn't know about myself, that I thought, you know what, God, now you are exposing the other part of me. Like, before then, the other areas of my life. But since Bachiftila Mopelaka, I would say, you know what, there are times when I'm free, I do anything that I want to do, I do things that I've never done before. So Longhore, they make me happy, not in a negative way, in a positive way.
Amen.
You know, so so I would say that consider yourself, Hore, you know what, you are still blessed, and you also don't ever forget, Hore, God is on the throne. Always pray, God is, you know what, that he works signs and wonders.
Amen.
He's still in the progress and the process. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you.
Sure. Amen. Powerful programs, Sesibahle, Pastor Koketso. God will neither leave you nor forsake you. We love you. We pray for you. God richly bless you and
you so
family.
Yo,
kunenye voice note lana and it's long and abafundisi sebangimele la. Hey, Pastor Koki uzophendula kubafundisi ukuthi
no problem.
Okay, asivale ngale voice note lena. Mfundisi Mavuso, si eza kuwena. Yeah, asivale ngale voice note.
Sanibona sisibahle nomama. And uthi yena impi abiyona yethu impi ngeyakhe so lempi abhekene nayo cause iyimpi obvious ubuhlungu ungabona abantwana bakho le goli yathabhekene nayo ngelinanga uNkulunkulu uzomkhulula kiyo siyamkhulekisa ukuthi andlule kulesi simo as much as kubuhlungu kanjalo ngithanda ukutshela kancane obunye ubufakazi engiceda ukubuzwa. I'm so sorry if kuzozwakala kabi sisilahle nginomama umakhelwane wami ceda ukumtshela nje iy'ndaba ezibuhlungu unabantwana bayi-two unobaba so yes ngiyambona ubaba angisamboni but bengakhona ukubuza ukuthi ubaba uphi but ngase kanjela uthi mina ubaba uboshiwe because uye warepa umntwana second born first born yakhe umntwana we 8 years so mabathi bayomshekha bathola ukuthi vele abo-doctor ikhona lento so ya ubuhlungu so ma ngingale isitori salo mama cishe ngifanisa nalesi engiceda ukusizwa so ish I feel i-pain ebuhlungu as umzali so uNkulunkulu akangenelele ngicela ukuthi simkhulekisele nomakhi wami kubuhlungu kakhulu kubuhlungu esimabhekene naso amen
sure isimo esibuhlungu kakhulu leso mama yeah Pastor Koki bakuthola kanjani uma ungekho la emoyeni
I'm on the social platform. You can get me on YouTube, Koketso Malope. You can also get me on Instagram, Koketso Malope. And Facebook, I'm there, Koketso, S. Koketso El Rohim. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And I call namhlanje inamba. Maybe kuna umunye uthi, hey, kibatla go ithola buka e both. Baukrea yang baba siyong body social media
okay so because ki self publication
yeah
to diragala ke kopa ba follow Siyam Tolo as my publisher
okay
ka di 1 it's August ke yona e tobang released
okay
and also it will advertise wa ke Austhepi Watsibega on TikTok.
Okay.
So to advertise Aliena. Lina will also advertise on my social platform.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, siyabonga Sis Koki. Kimang go social go TikTok kimang?
My name.
Yes.
Koketso.
Koketso.
Koketso, yes.
Fela. Go yeah. TikTok. Okay. Yes. And then Facebook.
Koketso El Rohi.
El Rohi.
Yeah. E L R O HI.
Okay. And then uma kukuthi usanda kungena uphuthelwe ile ngxoxo ungangena ku Radio Pulpit Facebook page and then ungakwazi ukuthi uphinde uyilalele le nkulumo. Osikoki rialeboga wethu.
Kialeboga, kialeboga.
Ngokuthi ushare your testimony.
Yes.
Kinagana gore o thusitse le babang.
Amen.
Gore when it comes to dilo tse di tshwanang letse.
Oh yes.
Yeah, ba bulege matlho and then ba itse di channel tse right tse leng gore tshwantse ba dilatele.
Yeah, and they must never even agree to the round table ever ever in their lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cause ke mo ileng gore
go tshwana chiko a ira hala moteng. Yes.
Yo. Thank you so much.
Ke leboga a subuhle.
O yesa o Pastor Mavuso sizoyi vala ke namhlanje indaba ye tithe kanye ne offering. Itike ngimashare kanje.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.